White Rock's vintage fire truck will be returning to the city's fire hall at 15315 Pacific Avenue in the near future. Plans are for it to receive pride of place at the front of the hall, beside the current fire vehicle bays, in a fully covered glass display structure. At its July 7 meeting, White Rock Council approved a development variance permit to allow for the construction of the structure for the antique truck, first acquired by the city after it established a full-time fire department, now White Rock Fire Rescue. In 1933, the development variance permit clears the way for display structure by reducing the front and exterior side yard setbacks usually required in the city's civic, institutional zone. The vintage truck, adapted from a 1925 Studebaker sedan chassis, is currently stored in the city's parks maintenance yard at Centennial Park. Count. Elaine Chung noted that the display structure had been approved by the previous city council, and we're going to finish it. It's time," Mayor Megan Knight commented. "That poor vehicle is rotting away, so we've got to get it put away so that it can be displayed properly and respectfully." At last estimate, creating an enclosed extension to the fire hall was priced by staff at $350,000. Originally one of two Studebaker trucks purchased by the city, the vintage vehicle, now owned by White Rock Firefighters Local 2407, served from 1934 until it was decommissioned in 1948. It had multiple owners since then, and was for many years a promotional vehicle for Murchie's Tea Company, before being reacquired by the White Rock Firefighters in the late 1970s. But lack of storage space led the firefighters to give the truck away in the 1990s. Ultimately acquired by the Shriners of BC and Yukon in 2005, it was restored to its 1930s White Rock glory in 2010 in a joint project by the Shriners and the Firefighters Union. It was previously displayed at the fire hall until the acquisition of new firefighting equipment displaced it once again.